The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, take a listen to this.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean,
West Cork. A West Cork teenager caused a bit of a sensation when she posted this song on TikTok and hopped between two screens as she highlighted all of the countries that Britain had invaded. It took a while. Barely a day passed in the last few months without a new TikTok sensation appearing on our screens. From Irish dancers to political satire, the app seemed to capture the imagination of many content creators. And this week, the $100 billion app announced that it is going to base its European privacy headquarters here in Ireland. I'm joined now by Afric O'Connell, 2FM DJ and former TikToker. Afric, you're very welcome to the programme. Why are you a former TikToker?
Well, I dipped my toe into TikTok. Not actually my own creations, but certainly enjoying everyone else's. But I was enjoying them too much because whatever algorithm they're using in TikTok, it's too good. And you
sucked you in.
It sucked me in, and you can lose hours.
For those not familiar with it, how does it work? What is it?
So it's a social media app whose entire point is to encourage creativity by its users in very limited time frames, like the way Vine used to do when that was a thing. So it's for loads of stuff. It's for lip syncing videos. It became available in the US when it merged with Musical.ly, and it was for lip sync videos, for comedy sketches, for, as you say, satire. You know, Irish dancing, all kinds of stuff. So there's great stuff on it, really encouraging creativity within 15 seconds or max a minute.
15 seconds of fame. Is it a way to launch a career as an influencer?
A lot of people are trying very hard to launch a career as an influencer. I mean, the numbers are absolutely huge. The most followed TikTok is a girl called Charlie D'Amelio, and she has 67.5 million followers at last count and 4.8 billion views. So certainly there's no way that you can't become known within the Gen Z space if you're doing very well on TikTok.
And then can you make money through TikTok, or do you use that for a platform and then you try and make money somewhere
else? There's no as it stands direct way to make money through a TikTok as a TikToker. The app is free, and as far as we know, TikTok don't give any incentives to kind of creators for money. But what people do, what you'll see a lot of, is cross promotion with different apps like Instagram and like Snapchat and stuff like that, where people can take that fame and that notoriety that they've gained on TikTok, push it to Instagram, where they can charge six figures then for a single post with sponsors or in their Instagram stories or something like that. So you will see an awful lot of cross promotion from TikTok, as in follow my Instagram or follow my Snapchat.
Am I too old to launch an influencer career on TikTok? Richard, I could get a huge middle-aged following.
Never say never, right?
But the age profile is younger.
The age profile is very, very young. I'm too old to be on TikTok. So it's very much a Gen Z space. It's people in their teens and very early 20s are the natives of this app. Everyone else is kind of considered a visitor. They do rib millennials lightly, I would say. There's a lot of ribbing going on. But there are people who are doing very well, who are a slightly older age bracket, who, as you say, attract people their own age on the app as well. So the space for everyone. You should never say never about these things.
Finally,
yeah.
Data issues, any questions about
gathering
data?
Yeah, there have been concerns since TikTok launched about privacy and about how they harvest data, because the app is free. So something is being sold somewhere, and people are worried about that might be data. A lot of it, I think, is to do with anti-Chinese sentiment among social media apps in the States. But there is a Redditor during the week. It's been banned in India this week.
So there are some question marks, yes, absolutely. Afric O'Connell from 2FM, thank you very much. A former TikToker.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.